We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
An Odyssey Station.
Morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Mobile Kia Studios. Got a busy show for you today. Roddy Jones is going to jump into the program, talk a little bit about Georgia Tech and Clemson. Remember last year, Hugh, Georgia Tech and Clemson? Does anybody remember?
Yeah, it was a beatdown.
Oh.
Bring forth the sacrificial lamb.
What was it, 72-7?
Might be a little different this year, though. It might be a little different this year.
73-7? 73-7.
Spoiler alert, Hugh Douglas.
But
it won't be any different this year.
It might be.
Transparency alert, Oren's a Georgia fan. All right.
Transparency alert, Oren also has two eyeballs.
Yeah.
Well. As opposed to three?
As opposed to keep your third eye open, Hugh Douglas. My third eye's open, bro.
Well, let's see what we eye here in the rapid fire, and all of you can answer the questions too. So I'm going to ask the question that we were talking at the beginning of the show. If you're just joining us, we were talking about the good, the bad, Braves not so good. But the good is Atlanta United, which roared to a 4-0 win at home last night against FC Cincinnati and has won six of their last seven, is now in the playoff picture, and boy, they look like the hottest team right now in all of Major League Soccer. So asking the question to Oren Abe, and we'll begin with you, kind of coalescing the question I mentioned at the beginning of the show. Healthy, full strength, and now hot, Atlanta United has a legit shot to win the MLS Cup, or is that just wishful thinking? Hugh Douglas.
I mean, they're healthy, yes. I think they have a legit shot. Yeah. I go, yeah.
Oren, healthy, full strength, and hot, Atlanta United now has a legit shot to win the MLS Cup, or is that just wishful thinking?
No, that's not wishful thinking. They were, beginning of last year, before the season started, they were healthy. They were expected to win the Cup or compete for the Cup. So, I mean, it's basically the same team from a couple of years ago, right, that did win the Cup or got to the Eastern Conference semis. So why not?
Yeah, why not? He'll go with that. He'll go with yes. So legit shot to win the Cup or wishful thinking, Abe?
Yeah, while I wouldn't call them the Cup favorites, absolutely legitimate shot.
No, I wasn't calling them the favorites either right now at the moment. And New England's played so well this year. Seattle's played great. They're rolling here, and boy, they look like, you know, Hugh, they look like such a different team. I mean, that team just doesn't even resemble the club that we saw earlier in the year.
They play well. Like I said, John, they play like a team that knew what was on the line, and they went out there and they took advantage of the situation.
Playing free, scoring, you know, you've got all these weapons out there that can.
Urgency, too, with them, Hugh Douglas, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it was. I mean, you know. I know it got John all excited, and he, you know, about peed his pants when he saw him play last
night.
Excuse
me? John did what?
I did what?
He peed his pants. He's like, oh, my gosh, this is the best I've ever seen them. They look awesome.
John?
am I wrong that this is the best they've looked maybe since they won the Cup?
Yes. I mean,
is your name Abe?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you say Abe. I just thought it was a general question.
He said
I didn't either.
I heard him say that.
I didn't hear it. My apologies. Abe, go ahead and answer then.
I don't know if it's the best they've looked. I think it's probably the most confidence I've had in them, though.
Oh, my gosh. They're the best I've ever seen.
I did what?
I'm just going by, like, you know how when people text and the way you text, I could just hear how you say it. That's all. I just put a little bit of sauce on it. You didn't pee in your pants. I don't know what you did. I would just say that.
Thank you.
I would just say it.
All the clarification on that one.
Right?
No, but it's like, I got excited. Oh, my gosh. They look great. They look wonderful. They're awesome. They're going to win it all.
Next question, John, for Ricky.
6 weeks after the trade deadline, let's talk about something positive with the Atlanta Braves. I'll try and find something positive this morning as they go into this, hopefully, afternoon game against the Colorado Rockies. 6 weeks after the trade deadline, Alex Anthopoulos, his best pickup was Jorge Soler.
Soler.
Adam Duvall. Eddie Rosario. Richard Rodriguez.
I got recency bias. Soler.
Soler. You're going to go Soler. So Oren Soler, Duvall, Rosario, Rodriguez. Who was the best pickup by Alex Anthopoulos?
This was 2 weeks ago. I probably would have said Rodriguez because he was your most pressing need to fill. But it's hard to not say Duvall, but if he had just coughed up the money in the offseason, Duvall would have still been here. So we wouldn't have to ask that question. But, yeah, it's Duvall to me.
Abe, the best pickup by AA at the trade deadline, Soler, Duvall, Rosario, Rodriguez.
Yeah, I'm going to go Duvall, too, partially for what Oren said. We all wanted him back, so I was glad to get him back and hope he stays for a couple more seasons.
It's going to be one of those interesting things, Hugh, and something that we'll worry about in the offseason. You know, assuming that Ronald Acuna is going to be back and that you're going to bring Adam Duvall is going to be there, so you got two outfield spots, you know, who are you going to focus on most? Because you got so many options there with guys like Jock Peterson and Rosario and Soler, and you have to figure out what you're doing with Marcelo Zuna, who's still on your books, how you're going to handle the outfield. You still have to, you know, are you going to create a spot for Christian Bache to come back up, who's played really well at AAA? What are you going to do with Drew Waters? And, you know, you have Heredia, and I mean, you have a lot of questions in that outfield, so they're going to be interesting to see which way and which direction they go. Though I will say that while I agree that Duvall is the correct answer, I'm going to go Rosario. I think potentially could be the correct answer because, boy, he can really rake. Let's go to the college football question that was answered asked earlier here. So Clay Helton fired two games in to USC's season. And the question now is, this is the question, Hugh, and not about USC, okay? Mm-hmm. There will or will not be another Power 5 coach fired during the season. Will or will not be another Power 5 coach fired during the season.
I'm trying to think. Who's on the hot seat? Like, who would be considered on the – oh, wait a minute. Who's the coach down there in Florida State? What's
Mike
his
Norvell.
Name?
Mike Norvell.
Norvell, yeah, Norvell. Yes, there might be. Because if he loses this weekend, they might be.
You know, Babers at Syracuse is on the hot seat. Syracuse is falling apart. That program is no good. Coach O is still a lot
Ed
of questions.
Yeah, Ed Ogeron's on the hot seat too. Yeah, he beat up on his son last week though, so that got some points for that. Go Tigers!
Go Tigers! So there will or will not be. Just you know, I'm not asking you for an individual name. I'm just asking you broadly. There will or will not be
yes.
a coach. Okay, you say there will.
Yeah, because I had to remember the guy's name. But yeah, Florida State. Yeah.
Florida State fires Norvell. They'd, you know, there'd be a buyout issue or him, but also they'd be going. Through
oh no, they're just
like
they're mad.
Water.
At him. They're definitely mad at him. They're definitely mad at him, and they got wait. What they got Wake Forest.
Well, they were not
week.
Only that, but remember they were mad at him before the year. What was it, Abe or Hugh? Do you guys remember? Because it escapes me. What did he do? Remember, he got he did something that got the locker room mad at him in the offseason.
Well, that was last year, wasn't it?
No, wasn't something about? Oh, hold on, I do remember something.
That was last. Wasn't that last year?
It was last year.
Yeah. Something about what
so
was
so before
all the
he started
stuff.
In his first season.
Yeah, he
I can't recall. Pardon me, I can't recall what it was.
Me neither.
But he got. Oh, the locker room was hot.
Yeah,
you know?
I got an idea what it was. I'm not sure, so I'm not gonna say it. But I think I got an idea. But it was a lot going on, and he had something to say. He made some comments.
Yeah, his players were, you know, they were like not happy. And it escapes me what it was.
He alienated himself.
Yeah, anyway, so Oren, there will or will not be another Power 5 coach fired during the season this year?
Yes, just because you're playing the odds at this point. Somebody's going to get fired, just a numbers game.
There will or will not be another Power 5 coach fired this year, Abe, during the season?
Yeah, I'm taking the numbers as well. I don't know when the last season was. We only had one Power 5 coach fired in season, and I'll say at least one more goes.
Smoker Dog says Scott Frost. Yeah, I know, Smoker Dog. I get you. A lot of people are mad. Scott Frost not getting fired. Okay. I'm just telling you, Nebraska's not about to pay that buyout. You know, Trev Alberts. I mean, he may get he's going to get the rest of this year to fail. He'll get next year to fail, and then they'll move on. But they're going to give him 5 full years. Whether that's a good thing or not, I don't know. All right. It is National Chicken Month. Okay. It is National Chicken Month.
National Chicken Month. I eat chicken every day. Well, anyway.
So the best part of the chicken, best part of the chicken, Hugh, wing, thigh, leg, breast.
I'm a thigh man myself. I like them thighs.
You like them thighs?
Yeah, I like thighs.
All right, Oren, best part of the chicken is a wing, a thigh, a leg, or a breast?
It's the thigh. You got to do bone in.
A, best part of the chicken, wing, thigh, leg, breast.
Yes. Just say yes, Abe. Just say yes.
I mean, yeah. I'm going to go with
Look, it's chicken.
Breast. Chicken breast.
I'm not a chicken breast guy. The Maven loves chicken breasts. And
because if I'm having a sandwich, too dry. If I'm having a chicken sandwich, that's the breast, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yes.
It could be the thigh.
I don't think I've had a chicken thigh sandwich.
I've had a chicken thigh sandwich.
You had a chicken thigh sandwich?
Yeah, I've had a chicken thigh sandwich.
I think the ones that I have are breast, right?
Right, correct. I
mean, you can put anything between two
pieces of bread. I had a chicken wing sandwich, too.
Hey. Well, you know, that I might go for it. Yeah, chicken wings.
Because, you know, when you go to the neighborhood, you know, spot, you know, usually they get
a piece of white bread.
Yeah, they soak up all the grease. You know what it is. People eat that bread too. I don't eat the bread.
Oh, like that bread is that's a cherry on top of a sundae, right there.
Man, come on, man. That ain't nothing. But you ain't eating nothing but grease
and bread. Two things that are horrible for you, but when combined, they're horrible for you and delicious.
Oh,
so,
man.
You said thigh. Oren said thigh. Abe said breast, and they're all wrong because wing is the correct answer.
Absolutely
I saw that.
Smallest amount of meat, John Fricky.
I just saw that was the correct answer. I didn't say it was my favorite. I just said I saw where it said that the wing is the correct answer.
Somebody's wrong.
You know, I have been so jonesing for chicken wings, and I've been doing so good, Hugh, because I, you know, in these 6 weeks, I told myself, so far 6 weeks, and who knows, it might be 2 months, when the May was gone, I said, I am not going to revert to my bachelor days and eat like crap. Because I so badly want to.
So you ain't allowed to eat chicken wings?
No, this is a me thing, okay? This is nobody else.
So you ain't allowed to eat chicken? What's wrong with chicken wings
no,
if you
no,
bake
I'm
them?
Not, it's not, you. I love chicken wings. They're my second favorite food in the world.
Okay, so what's wrong with, like, again, I'm asking, what's wrong with chicken wings?
Well, fattening and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Okay, John. Okay. Just say you wasn't allowed to eat chicken wings, dog.
No, it's not.
You might as well just say that. Just say you ain't allowed to eat chicken wings.
I'm not allowing myself, okay? Ain't nobody else calling
Just say the Maven said I ain't allowed to eat chicken wings.
No, that's not
go.
What she said. She said you eat whatever you want, you know? Just don't get fat.
So you did a self-imposed ban on chicken wings.
Yes,
I ain't
going
to eat chicken wings. Okay.
And spaghetti. Tacos I didn't do. Those are my three favorite foods. All right, NFL headlines next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We have NFL football for you tonight on 90.10 The Game. The New York Football Giants and the Washington Football Team teeing up in the nation's capital. Daniel Jones against Taylor Heinicke. Yeah, I know you're all excited about that matchup. Maybe the worst quarterback matchup of the year. Anyway, NFL headlines brought to you by Cool-Ray Heating and Cooling's Lifetime Parts and Labor Warranty. Football team and Ron Rivera have an issue at quarterback. So do the Giants, for that matter. But I was never a gigantic Daniel Jones fan anyway. Hugh, the Giants, that team, the Big Blue, they've got to figure out their head coach, because do you see Joe Judge lasting there? I mean, is there anything that says that Joe Judge is going to be a long-term coach?
You know, you look at some of his miscues, I'm pretty sure Giants fans are hot. You know, I know a few Giants fans. We work with a few Giants fans. I think Brian Gephardt's a Giants fan. Man, to not know, you know, the challenge flag, to throw the challenge flag on a scoring play, and you're giving the reason why you did that. I don't think it sat well with a lot of people. You know, I don't think it sat well. And to answer your question, John, no, I don't think.
Well, I'm just wondering about this whole running laps thing. How this, it's a very high school kind of thing here. How does that sit with grown men? You know what?
I'm pretty sure there were some guys that griped, but in situations like this, John, the biggest thing you try to do is keep it in house. You know what I mean? You try your best not to let stuff like this get out, because you just don't want, you know, your house is already in disorder. You don't want people to start, you know, looking at you and everything like that. So it's probably going to be one of those things where you won't hear anything about how people are griping until after the fact. You know how it goes. Mm-hmm. So they're going to keep it. They're going to keep it in house as much as they possibly can until it just gets ridiculously out.
Yeah,
of
but
hand.
But Hugh, put yourself in that position. You played this game for 10 years. You had a coach. You're young. Hugh is playing right now for the Giants. Okay, and Joe Judge tells you as a grown man to go out there and run laps after a game. What are you saying to yourself?
I'm going to look at him like he's crazy, but I'm probably going to run laps, John.
Okay, you're going to go run the laps, but I mean, I guess what I'm asking is,
I'm
what's
run
that
laps
mean in the locker room? Is there an undercurrent in the locker room, you know, that they just hate this guy?
Yeah, I'm going to run laps in my Maury big blocks, because that's what I was wearing back then. they're probably looking at him like he's good and crazy. I mean, I can see some cats looking at him and thinking he's good and crazy.
Yeah,
you know, but at the same time, John, you know, he's the coach, and there is, you know, you fall in lockstep with what they're trying to do. You go talk bad about him. Like, man, what the hell is he doing? Like, what the hell is this? Who do he think he dealing with? You know, and it's probably going to get to a point where it's not ridiculous now, because you remember Tom Coughlin when he was there, he had cats like, if you were 5 minutes late to the meeting, if you were 5 minutes early to the meeting, you was 5 minutes late, and that he didn't want people to wear facial hair and stuff. So, you know, it's an adjustment period, but they won the Super Bowl. So I'm pretty sure that, you know, people are probably looking at it like this, man, hey, and he's probably getting them to buy in and saying, hey, you know, this is just a temporary thing. It's going to get better and all the other good stuff. You got to see some results first, though. I think if they keep losing, somebody going to put their hands on him. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, and I'm not. Yeah. Let me just do this disclaimer, John. I'm not condoning violence. I'm just saying, if you keep on, you know, if you keep on poking the bear, they're gonna get tired of it after a while.
Some of the NFL headlines as we go to the Giants and Washington Football Team tonight. We'll see if the Giants run laps in D.C. After the game this evening, and you can hear the game on Sports Radio 92 on the game. Our coverage begins at 8 o'clock tonight, Thursday Night Football, Giants and the
Washington Football Team.
Yeah, something's. Be interesting to see what they are.
Yeah, okay. I think they're going to stay football team, man. You know what? I'm not a fan of nothing Washington, but I do like the jersey, the helmets on the jerseys and everything. I mean, the helmets on the numbers on the helmets. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, the numbers on the helmets. I do kind of like that.
If you missed it earlier, we're going to reprise something from the beginning of the show. For all of you Jaguars fans, or you Jaguar fan that's out there, singular, your head coach talking about how he's leaving the team soon. Here he is.
Unfortunately for you, some rumors came out yesterday.
Unfortunately for you.
I just want to give you the opportunity to refute it.
There's no chance that I'm here and committed to try to build an organization.
Okay, so Urban Meyer admitting yesterday he's leaving the Jaguars soon to go to USC.
No, did you? He said, "Unfortunately for you."
Yeah, right.
Unfortunately
for you.
What does that mean?
It means
it's like you'd be lying, Urban. Like basically,
exactly.
It's like you know you'd be
exactly
lying.
Exactly what it
Come
means.
On, dog. You know you'd be lying.
Unfortunately
dog.
For you, he.
Unfortunately, these rumors came
unfortunately,
out.
Unfortunately, you know, now you have to lie. So go ahead and lie to us.
Yeah, because we know you're gonna lie about it. But is you leaving? And he asked him just like that. Is you leaving? No, I ain't going nowhere. That's what you said the last time you was asked that question. Mm-hmm. So which one is the coach? Yeah. Are you
just
having hard?
I just want to warn USC that you know if you take Urban Meyer, as soon as that Notre Dame job opens up, I'm just telling you. Yeah.
You know what though? That's a blessing right there to be able to just you know what I mean like. To just pick up and leave whenever the job ain't working out. Like, if life gets too hard, John, for you and me, you just pick up and leave and go somewhere else and start all over.
Yeah, but, you know,
like
I think
that.
I'd have more – I would have more, you know, respect for him if that's what he said when he, you know, left Florida or Ohio State or wherever, you know, Bowling Green or Utah or wherever else, you know, that, you know, look, I think I'm done here. I'm moving on. Instead, he was like, oh, I'm sick. I've got to go to the hospital.
But think about it like this, though, man. Even in the real world, when we look for jobs, we don't tell our employer where we trying to find a new job. You say what you got to say until you get the job, and then you leave. You know what I mean? That's just not how it works. So I'm not mad at him for that. It's just funny how a guy with the track record that he has, like he's had a lot of success, no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
But when things go bad, he'll dip. He will dip. And for the reporter to ask the question the way that they did, can you imagine what that room looked like, John, when he answered that question the way that he answered it? Everybody like, yeah, this
yeah, right.
I almost said something. Yeah, this cat, he gone.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I mean? This
yeah, yeah, I know. There, I
know
can imagine.
Gone,
you're right.
Hey,
yes,
you know
everybody
he
got,
you know
all the reporters and everybody looking at each other, going, dropping
yeah,
your head.
It ain't nothing but
yeah,
a matter of time, man. Okay. It's like,
yeah,
man, you know
it's a matter of time,
leaving,
right? The headlines that Hugh has to respond to and talk about this morning include one, JerMichael Finley, talking about guys that are checking out, A-Rod. How about A-Rod in Green Bay? This is JerMichael Finley, his former star tight end, who's now an NFL commentator, talking about his former quarterback.
This is the National Football League. Each offseason, you got to work like it's the last season. And I just don't see a work ethic in Aaron Rodgers that I have in previous years. And actually, you can see it right through his helmet. The eyes and the face tells everything of the personality. And I just don't see it, that NFL hunger and just feel hungry to go win another championship. I just think it's cliche and talk that guys get up there and say, oh, I want to win a championship. I mean, it sounds good, but I want to see what you do on the field.
Ooh, I know Aaron probably felt that one in his soul. That you know what the unfortunate thing about it is? And JerMichael Finley might be right. But it hurts when it comes to somebody that you care about and you balled out with and things like that for them to say that about you. But that's probably what Aaron Rodgers needs to hear. Bottom line is this, John. That's going to be the storyline. I don't know Aaron Rodgers like that. I don't think he quit. I mean, he's still going to be a Hall of Famer regardless. But for somebody that you play with to say that you quit, that hurts. That hurts bad. They basically said you quit on the team, bruh. So, yeah, that hurts. That one hurt right there.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, he's out there, you know, doing interviews like, you know, with Aaron Andrews, you know, talking about, you know, they got their quarterback.
See, I think
he's checked out. I really do. I think he's checked out.
See, I don't think he checked out. I think the timing of everything lends to people believing that. I don't think he did, though. Now the reason why I say that, because, you know, you just can't walk out there on the field and you know, especially when you talk about the career that he's had and just feel like you're going to play. I think he had a bad game. I think he had a bad game. I still think he has love for the game, but everything has happened at you talking about the perfect storm. It's a perfect storm for him right now, and that's why everybody's questioning whether or not he's committed to the game. I think he'll bounce back this week. If he doesn't, you best believe those conversations of talking about quitting, John, they're gonna ramp up something serious.
And one more for you to chew on here. Megatron out there talking about, apparently this hasn't gone away.
More money,
saying, hey, look, the Megatron's still saying, look, you Lions, you know what? You still owe me cash here, and he's not happy about it. This is what Calvin Johnson had to say.
I'm not saying they got to repay me the 1.6 all up front, but then they figure out a way to do it and not have me work for it, because I already did the work for it.
Because that was the offer that was made, right? That
come work for it.
Right.
That's a joke.
Hey, get that man his money.
Right.
Run me my cash.
Why won't the Lions make this good?
No, I read that story. They were talking about how they owe him money, and they to make this go away and bring him back into the fold, they should take care of this. Man, he probably going to be waiting for that money for a long time. For real.
I guess, they can go into the courts with it, I guess. I mean,
I don't think it's one of those. I mean, he probably could, but I don't think it's one of those that he want to do that, because, you know, the NFL, the Detroit Lions got long paper, and they don't want
to
tie it.
Yeah, they'll spend $10 million to try and save $1.6 million, exactly, right, you know?
Instead of just saying, you know what, hey, let me go ahead and just make this right, man, because you are our Hall of Famer. Well, the last Hall of Famer they had, what, was Barry Sanders, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How long ago was that?
Yeah, there are certain franchises.
Bottom line is, John, you need to make it right. Bottom line is you need to make it right. You need to figure it out.
Certain franchises need new ownership. The Ford ownership of the Lions way ran its course. The Lions need new ownership. They need young, fresher. Jay-Z ought to be buying the Lions, not the Broncos. Okay. That's all I'm saying. If you can't buy the Broncos, you ought to go try and buy the Lions. There's college football looming. Georgia Tech, Clemson, Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, Alabama. Big games coming up this weekend. A lot of big games. Some of the burning questions ahead of an impactful week number 3. We'll do that next on the morning show on Sports Radio 92 on the Game and Odyssey.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I don't want to speak in those terms, but, I mean, if you can just look back to the game we played last Saturday, right, against FCS triple option team, and the game we played 2 years prior, FCS triple option team, and the growth that's been made in those instances, there's been a lot of growth, a lot of development from the roster standpoint, the understanding of our culture, how we play the game.
Jeff Collins, Georgia Tech head coach, talking about he thinks his team is in a much better spot than they were last year. Let's hope so, because they got beat 73-7 by Clemson last year. BetQL Network available nationwide in the Odyssey mobile app and website. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, noon, and night. One-stop shop for betting information. Sports betting tips from national experts. It's the BetQL Network only on the Odyssey app. And welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90. Time the game. Yeah, Georgia Tech, heavy underdog against Clemson this week. Just a maintain dignity kind of thing here, you know?
Is he maintain dignity. They got a shot, man. I think Jordan Yates coming off a really good game. You know, threw for 4 TDs. Anything is possible, John. You know? Anything can happen. I'm feeling real optimistic today. Real quiet.
Yeah, well, I know. I'm trying to sit here and think that, you know, we've all wanted – most college football fans are sick and tired of seeing the playoff between Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma.
You mean you?
Well, no, I think I speak for a lot of fans, and they've earned it. So there's nothing wrong with them being the top 4 teams. They have been the top 4 teams, but we want to see some new blood. And it wouldn't be a bad thing if the playoff were to be, and it's not going to be this, you know, let's say Georgia, you know, no Alabama, Georgia, Iowa, Oregon, and I don't know, pick
you
a team.
You might get
Cincinnati.
One of those teams if Clemson, you know, Clemson's having some trouble. They're struggling offensively a little bit. You know, and the young quarterback, he's made some mistakes. you know, and things like that. So you might get a new team in there. You might you might get your wish, John. You might get some new blood. But Alabama looks like they're reloaded. You know, Georgia has a shot. You know, so you might get that. You might get what you're asking for.
Yeah, I think the only thing that's certain at the moment when it comes to the playoff is that the SEC champion will be in the playoff. I think that's the only thing that's 100% certain. SEC champion's going to be in the playoff.
Yeah, and if that's Georgia, or if Georgia plays the SEC championship game, and you know that's the only game that they lose, they'll probably get a shot.
I would say the second. Playoffs. Yeah, I would say the number one. You know, kind of guarantee at the moment. We're only 2 weeks in. I get that is that the SEC champion is in, and then the second best, you know, percentage-wise, kind of without putting an actual percentage on it, might be the loser of the SEC title game if it's Alabama and Georgia. They may be both be in, Hugh. The odds that the SEC are going to get two in are pretty good.
Yeah, real good, especially when you talk about, you know, if Georgia runs the table like a lot of people think they're going to run it. So, yeah, definitely.
You know, and we're keeping our eyes on other teams, too, like Cincinnati, which is in the top 10. This is that Cincinnati team that gave Georgia, you know, quite a ball game in the Peach Bowl last year. You know, Desmond Ridder and that club, and their coach Luke Fickell, who's on that. When we were talking earlier about the USC job, Urban Meyer is probably in my imaginary kind of trying to figure out Mike Bone's head, athletic director at USC, and that Urban Meyer's probably number one. And Luke Fickell's in that top three, because keep in mind that Mike Bone hired Luke Fickell when Mike Bone was the athletic director at Cincinnati, so Fickell is his guy. And Luke Fickell's done a night. Hugh, Luke Fickell takes Cincinnati to the playoff, you know, he's going to be able to write his ticket. There are a lot of people that have wanted him, you know. So, you know, he's destined for the big time. Not that Cincinnati's not the big time, but I'm talking about the real big time.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm looking at their schedule. You know, they got Indiana coming up this weekend. They got Notre Dame. I think the Notre Dame game is going to be the one that's probably going to be telltale. UCF ain't no slouch either. Well, they haven't been a slouch in the past, I should say. That should be a pretty tough matchup for them. Tulane played Oklahoma pretty tough, so that might be. I'm looking down the line a little bit, but yeah, you know, I think in order for Cincinnati to be relevant, John, they're gonna be looking at that game that they play against Notre Dame, and after that, they're probably gonna have to, if they want to be even considered, they're gonna have to probably run the table.
When it comes to college football, of course, we have college football game time Saturday morning, 9 to noon. John Chuckery, Chris Goforth, Randy Mack. The times I do fill in on that show, I really enjoyed it. It's a lot of fun. It's a great show. If you haven't checked out College Football Game Time, you need to. It's 9 to noon on Saturday mornings. And, of course, we do have a huge game Saturday for you. And in some ways, maybe the most impactful game of the day, which is Auburn and Penn State. I know that Alabama, Florida, I get that. But everybody's seeming to lean towards Alabama winning that game down in the swamp. The Auburn-Penn State game, though, because the winner is going to take a huge bump up, Hugh, and the loser is going to take a big step back. But the winner of that suddenly becomes a threat, and we'll have that game for you beginning at 7 o'clock. If you're in your car Saturday night, coverage begins of Penn State and Auburn up in Happy Valley at State College at 7 o'clock for that game. Going to be 104,000, 105,000 crazies in Beaver Stadium getting ready for Auburn and Penn State.
It's a whiteout, too, ain't it?
Yeah, I'm sure it will be a whiteout, Hugh.
Yeah, it's going to be a whiteout.
So. You know, that's what they do, especially at night. They do that whiteout thing at Penn State. This Penn State team intrigues me. You know, Sean Clifford as a quarterback, is he okay? You know, Penn State is sort of like Georgia in that they've got a dominant defense and they're okay on offense. Though I think Georgia's better offensively than Penn State is. So Penn State really leans on that defense. Auburn under Brian Harsin has played two, you know, really kind of low-level teams in Akron and Alabama State. They put up 60 against both of them. Mm-hmm. This is a different world,
this ain't no,
we're going to find out.
Yeah, and then, you know, the thing about Bo Nix not playing well on the road and not playing well at night. So, yeah, we're going to see. It's going to be a tough test for Auburn.
You know, Georgia Tech and Clemson, because I want to go back to this for a second here. Clemson's interesting to me. Clemson is going to be favored in every game that they go through this year. And don't get this twisted. I'm not saying Clemson's going to lose this week. But I think the idea that Clemson could lose at some point this year is not far-fetched. They've got a great defense, but if DJU, who has struggled at times, look, DJU's a good quarterback. He's not Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, and that's the problem, because you're talking about, I mean, I could just imagine what it's like for him being a young quarterback taking over for a guy who, if I can remember correctly, John, I think he hit the ground running at Clemson. And he was pretty good out the gate. Like, he's going through his growing pains right now, and I think he's going to get better. But with that being said, John, there's an opportunity there to take advantage of the situation if that offense isn't playing well, if you catch him when he's not on top of his game.
Right, he throws three picks and suddenly you're in a ball game.
Yeah.
So we'll see if Georgia Tech, kind of get a measure of where Clemson is. I think we kind of know where Georgia Tech is, I think. I look at Georgia Tech. Well, yeah, a little bit. Hugh, I think they're a 5-win team.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a 5-win team going to Clemson, if Clemson is a threat to win the national title, Clemson will win the game against a team like Georgia Tech. I know they won 70. Forget about last year. But Clemson at home wins this game fairly handily. They win it 42-10. Okay? I mean, if Clemson is a national championship winning team, that's what they do to a Georgia Tech at home. If they win this game 27-24,
Listen, we're having a different conversation.
Yeah, I think we might be having a little bit of a different conversation.
We're definitely having a different conversation.
Unlike the NFL, where style points count, we all understand style points count more in college football than they do in the NFL. But don't kid yourself, style points count in the NFL, because if they didn't, we wouldn't be gripping as bad if the Falcons had lost 32-26, right?
Well, it'd be a better showing.
Correct. Style points count. Right.
Yeah, but it's like they looked at times, John, they didn't like they didn't have a clue.
Right.
And that's the thing about it is because, we got a new coach. And for you to go out there and look like you don't have a clue. And Coach Smith, he owned it. He said, he didn't have them ready or whatever and things of that nature. But that's not you're not supposed to lose to a team like that with a first-year quarterback, a first-year starting quarterback. I know he played in four games last year, but it's the first year that he's the official starter. Yeah, that was a tough pill to swallow, man, especially when you coming off the success that you had at Tennessee. So, yeah, we ain't trying to hear that.
With Georgia, now we still have to work out the quarterback situation here with the health of JT Daniels and Stetson Bennett. I say this with all, weird things happen. A ball bounces funny, whatnot. Again, transparency, I'm not a Georgia fan, but I think South Carolina fans, look, I wish the best for your program. I know it's been tough because, you are the big university in the state, and that land-grant school has been the kick-butt dominant football program. And there was a time when you beat them year in, year out, and now suddenly they're doing it to you. So you really desperately want to get back to, where you're at least on even footing with Clemson. I get. But you're not on even footing with Georgia, okay? Carson Beck, Brock Vandergriff, Hugh, could play quarterback. Georgia's winning this game. Zeb Dolan is not moving the ball against Georgia. That's just not going to happen. South Carolina won't score 10 points. No chance. Just telling you. That game's already
– No argument for me, John. You took it and you ran with it, and I'm just, just sitting back watching the awe of what you're saying. I totally agree with you here. Like, this is the game where, for Georgia, this is the case. Your quarterback's hurt. This is probably the game that you want your quarterback to be hurt, and still will be in a pretty good situation because of the way your defense is playing.
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out college football when it comes to the playoff. Ohio State with C.J. Stroud, he's not Justin Fields. He's not J.T. Barrett. He's not Braxton Miller. He's not, he's just a young quarterback. Just a young quarterback. So I'm not really sure where they fall. I'm not buying Oregon as an unbeaten team. I'm just not. I think they're going to get beat in the Pac-12. They may get beat twice. They're a good team. Do I look at them as a top-four team? Verdell's a really good running back. I like Brown as a quarterback. Don't love him. I think they're going to have some troubles out there. So I'm trying to find somebody besides Alabama and Georgia, which is why my eyes are on Clemson this week. My eyes are on Oklahoma. Oklahoma should just kill Nebraska. And then they may, by the way. Much to my chagrin. Of course, we've killed them in the past, and they've killed us.
When the past? When was that? What, 19 what?
Oh, in the 90s when John Blake was there. Oh, man. When Blake was their head coach? God.
You sound like a Dallas Cowboy fan, man.
Well, it happens. It's cyclical. People think things last forever. They don't. So that's why if you're an Alabama or Clemson fan, enjoy the ride.
Keep hoping.
All right, I need a Braves fan, 404-741-0929. Matter of fact, I need more than one Braves fan. Who are we leaning on? For you Braves fans, you got to give me a little bit of hope this morning. Kind of help me out here. Who am I going to be able to trust down the stretch here? Because I'm gripping next with John and Hugh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.